Hey there, this is Paul Secord, the Gospel Road Coach, coming to you tonight from Nashville, Tennessee. The sun is setting on a sweltering 96-degree day in October. And frankly, I'm upset about it. But there's something I want to talk to you about that's even more concerning. Yesterday, I posted something on social media encouraging artists that want to reach their fan base, that want to build a social media platform, to post 10 times a day. Now, that's not 10 times on Facebook, 10 times on Instagram, but 10 times across multiple platforms. This is manageable. This is easy. A couple posts on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, you've done it. You can do this in an hour a day or less once you get efficient and good at it. So the next question is, why did I post that? Why is this important? The world's attention is on social media right now. And I saw something that really troubled me when I was at the National Quartet Convention this past week. I was at a showcase. I was watching artists sing. These are artists that are trying to take a step up. They want an opportunity to sing on the main stage. They're trying to get signed. They're trying to get represented. They're wanting to move up. They're wanting progress. They want to move forward. And some of them hadn't posted anything on social media in weeks or months. That is not the way to grow. That is not the way to move forward. If you're counting, listen, I love the Quartet Convention. It was everything and more I wanted it to be this past year. It was amazing. I loved it. But if you're counting on something in that building to make or break your music ministry, you're putting your eggs in the wrong basket. How about this? How about you build an amazing, thriving music ministry and then bring your very best and pour it into the convention? How about that? Here's what I want you to do. I found an amazing tool. Any artist can use it. It's 100% free. I saw it yesterday for the first time. An acquaintance of mine here in Nashville, Tennessee, his name is Johnny Dwinell, has created a Discover Your Brand questionnaire. Literally, if you go through and answer the questions on this questionnaire, there's 150 of them, you will have a full year, a year of incredible content for social media. Here's why. People aren't just interested in your music. They aren't just interested in your next music video. I talk to artists, they're like, yeah, we really want to get out a music video. I'm like, why? For your 700 followers to watch? Why do you want to produce a music video? How about you build a community online? Find your tribe, pour into their lives, give them a peek behind the curtain of your life and your music and your ministry. That's your brand. Your culture. Not just your music. I can go into the studio with two or three of the right guys and come out the other side of it sounding like Journey. But that's not my tribe. That's not my culture. That's not my brand. I love Jesus, my family, singing gospel music, coaching artists. That's my brand. So I share that side of my life. That's the brand I want to build. That's the truest, purest, most authentic me. Not just the music I make. That's part of me. It's just part of me. So if you want to build your brand, you need to answer questions like, what's your favorite kind of pie? Yeah, no joke. What's the first concert you ever went to? When did you get saved? What are your five favorite songs of all time? Who's your favorite artist of all time? You know, share some things that your fans actually want to know. Not just where your next concert is. Your fans in Alabama don't care about your concert in Illinois. They don't. Why don't you share a piece of yourself? Pour into that community and watch it grow. Consistently giving is the way you reap rewards on the back end. Give to your audience. Give to your fan base. Pour out to your tribe. They want to know you. So tell them who you are. Do it on social media. www.daredevilproduction.com/discover-your-brand. One more time, www.daredevilproduction.com /discoveryourbrand. I'm going to put the link right underneath this video. You can't miss it. It's easy, it's free, and it's for you. Till next time, this is Paul Secord, the Gospel Road Coach from sweltering Nashville, Tennessee, and I'll see you out there.